Welcome to the Skillful Art of Manipulation audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Self-Help Group That Destroyed Lives, audiobook insight. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. I used to think power meant belonging, that the right group, the right leader, the right ritual could make me whole. But the moment I truly understood power was the moment I stood alone. It didn't happen with a loud rebellion. There was no torch in my hand, no banners ripping through the sterile white halls. It happened in silence, a silence I chose. When I was first brought into Evelyn's circle, everything felt pristine. Minimalist spaces, soft voices, the promise of becoming something more. We didn't question. We surrendered. Each ritual disguised control as care. Each scar we bore was framed as an honor. And when they placed the brand against my skin, when I smelled my own flesh burning, I told myself it was proof I mattered. The lie was complete. And I welcomed it. There's a part of you, buried so deep you forget it exists, that screams when you're being broken. At first, it's a whisper you mistake for doubt. Later, it's a roar you can't silence. Mine began the night I was ordered to recruit my cousin, Natalia, a woman I loved like a sister, a woman who trusted me. I sat with her file in my lap, my hands shaking, my heart clawing at my ribs. "Bring her in," they said, "or we will." I stared at the smiling photo of her, her life unknowingly dangling between obedience and betrayal. And for the first time in months, I said no, not out loud, not yet, but inside where it mattered. I didn't sleep that night. I walked the sterile halls barefoot, feeling every crack in the tile under my skin. The white walls blurred. The mantras burned themselves into static noise. Pain cleanses confusion. Silence sustains power. The brand is not burned, it is earned. They echoed from the speakers. But they no longer echoed in me. Because deep down I realized, I wasn't confused anymore. They tried to erase me. Sent me into darkness, the break program. Deprived me of light, time, food, identity. They played Evelyn's voice on loop until her words sounded like knives scraping bone. But the longer I sat in the dark, the more I remembered the parts of myself they couldn't brand. The girl who sang off-key in the car. The girl who wrote poems on napkins. The girl who didn't need permission to exist. She had been buried, but not killed. I wasn't hollow. I was hidden. And now I was waking up. The uprising didn't start with violence. It started with memory. I found Nor folding linens. I whispered, "Do you remember your real name?" She blinked. Three slow blinks. That was the code. "I'm still here." Soon the code spread. Blink once if you're afraid. Twice if you're doubting. Three times if you're ready. The vessels blinked everywhere. At breakfast. During drills. Even during punishments. We were scattered embers sparking in secret. Until we became fire. The night we leaked the files was the night I took myself back. Not just my voice. Not just my name. My choice. The tapes of Evelyn ordering obedience through hunger, pain, silence. The footage of Sir branding women with glee. The screenshots of blackmail. All of it flooded the internet. We watched the compound crumble in real time. Some screamed. Some fell to their knees. Some just stood there. Frozen. Not me. I stood taller. Because in that moment, I wasn't a vessel. I wasn't a brand. I wasn't broken. I was Lila Monroe. In the end, they came for Evelyn. She sat on her throne of lies, barefoot, smiling like a queen facing execution. She looked at me, no rage, no regret. Only sadness. "You loved me," she said. And for a moment I grieved. Not for her. For the girl I had been when I believed she was salvation. But I didn't break. I didn't run. I spoke the truth, out loud, to the cameras, to the world. I loved who you pretended to be. And then I turned my back on her. Because some endings require silence. And some require a woman walking away without permission. Today, I sit in a quiet cafe. No collar. No scarf. No one telling me who to be. The barista asks for my name. "Lila," I say. "Lila Monroe. The real me. The girl who survived. The woman who chose herself." And maybe that's the truest revolution of all.